The World Bank estimates that about $1 trillion US dollars is paid in bribes each year. And we've come to understand that it's the poorest of the poor who suffer because of global corruption. You know, one statistic that really just bears that out is that about $148 billion per year, that's about 25% of the total economy of the African continent, goes missing through corruption. So it's either stolen or it's illicit money flows. So it really is a very, very significant problem across the world. The one other thing that you know, helps us to recognize how important this issue is that if we were to spend just 1% of the global GDP, we could eradicate extreme poverty. So it's not that we don't have the means to deal with issues of poverty. It's just that there is an element of corruption that's so pervasive in business, in government, and even within us as individuals that stops that from taking place.
Now, promoting ethical behaviour seems quite straightforward, but corruption is a complex problem. So how do churches, businesses, governments around the world go about practically tackling this problem?
Well, what we are asking from the Exposed campaign is we are trying to work with the most powerful economies and political nations in the world, because they really do shape the political and economic policies of the globe, and how people deal, nations deal with one another economically and politically. And, you know, by doing some very, very simple things like setting up a common standard of reporting on money flows from one country to another, we could stem massive, massive corruption across the globe. Another thing would be simply to get nations to ratify the Convention on Anti-Corruption. You know, many of these things are acceptable. They're available. They're easy to do. But sometimes governments just lack the will to be able to do that. And of course, as citizens of these nations, we have a responsibility, particularly as Christians, to hold our governments accountable to these commitments. We really do believe we'll never be able to rid the world of systemic poverty until we can rid it of systemic corruption.
You mentioned at the start this does affect millions of people. How does corruption in governments and businesses directly impact people within those poorer communities?
What corruption does is it undermines the quality of life. It reduces access to services that should be available to everyone. For example, in Zimbabwe, some women have to pay up to $20 US just to receive medical care when they're giving birth to their child. So in instances like that where there are corrupt institutions and corrupt individuals, people are often deprived of the most basic necessary things that they need to survive, such as access to clean water, access to adequate nutrition and to medical services.
And I understand individuals can get involved in something called the Global Core. What exactly is this about?
Absolutely. So we have three asks that we are presenting across the world. The first thing that we are asking people to do is we are asking them to sign up for the Global Call on our website, www.exposed2013.com. And we're hoping to mobilize up to 100 million Christians across the world to say to the world's leaders, God cares about corruption and so do we. So by adding your voice to that, it makes a difference. The second thing we're asking people to do is to give a public witness to the fact that God cares about corruption, and God has planted us as Christians and the church across the world to witness in this regard. So between the 14th and the 20th of October in 2013, we're encouraging people all across the world to download the toolkit from our website and to hold a vigil, an anti-corruption vigil. So it could be a prayer gathering, it could be a church service, it could be any kind of action that witnesses to God's desire to transform the corrupt. And then the third thing that we're encouraging people to do is we've prepared a whole lot of simple actions that you can take in different contexts. Because obviously corruption in Nigeria is very different to corruption in the United Kingdom. There are different forms of corruption. So we've got a whole lot of different ideas that people can follow so that they can have some public response, some action that they can take that's very practical, very simple, that will witness in their local community.
You mentioned Nigeria there. What is the worst country in the world at the moment in terms of corruption?
Well, of course, Transparency International publishes an index each year in which they rate the Corruption Perceptions Index, so how nations, the perception of corruption is listed across the world. And among those nations that rank worst are nations such as North Korea. So in some nations like that, it really does require a tremendous amount of courage and faith from Christians who understand that God cares about these issues, to find creative and sometimes, even having to take very courageous and smart stances against corruption in their particular context. In other nations, such as the United Kingdom, for example, or South Africa, where, democratic processes allow us to engage with our governments or engage with business and broader society, we have a far greater opportunity to be transparent and open and to witness very positively and strongly about these issues. But the one thing that's undeniable is that God wants us as Christians to rise up to the mark. The Bible is so full of verses that really encourage us. The message of the Bible encourages us to understand that God really does care about justice. And as the body of Christ, we are called by Christ to make that stand on his behalf. One of the things that we certainly are encouraging people to do is to begin to understand that, the first area of corruption that we have to deal with is our own individual choices. And for me as an individual, I have to make the choice to say that I won't be part of any corrupt activity. So I won't solicit a bribe or pay a bribe. I won't seek to gain any money or income or favor that's not due to me. Because ultimately, it's all of those little aspects that, when they are joined together, that become this mighty tide of corruption that can really be so destructive in a society. So it is about the individual making a choice. But of course, when we stand together, our voice becomes so much stronger. When we have thousands and thousands of people standing together around this issue, our witness becomes very strong. It's undeniable what we stand for.
And Dion, if listeners do want to find out more information, remind us of the website details.
Well, we would love them to visit our website, which is www.exposed2013.com, exposed2013.com. And there they can find information about the campaign. They can add their name to the 100 million that we are mobilizing. And they can download the toolkit and get involved for October 2013.
Okay, Dr. Dion Forster, the International Director of Exposed, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.